Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. And to help us, Andy Owens, Managing Editor of South Carolina Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine, joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Andy, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
You know, one of the things we pay attention to as South Carolina's knowledge economy has grown is venture capital and access to capital. It's the one thing that came out of the recession was people were having trouble getting access to money to run their business. You know, small business loans, working capital, expansion loans, inventory. And a company came out of that called Snap Capital, or SnapCap for short. It's an online platform based in Charleston that connects small business owners with business loan lenders really quickly. And the company's been acquired by LendingTree for a deal that's worth up to $21 million. And LendingTree is a national lender, and this is going to give them some small business muscle. And LendingTree CEO said that the SnapCap model is interesting for them because it's got high interest borrowers with strong lenders. But it just kind of shows you that these kinds of ideas that get a little backing can go a long way and then go national. So getting that kind of traction in South Carolina is a pretty big win for the knowledge economy, I think.
Now, in this acquisition announcement, were there any details about SnapCap staying in Charleston?
We're not sure. The closing hasn't happened yet. And what's happened in the past with other companies, Snagajob purchased People Matter, and they changed the name pretty quickly, even though they kept the local office open. So LendingTree is headquartered in Charlotte, which is a financial capital. We kind of expect that they will still remain in the Charleston area because then that kind of keeps their footprint here and there. But the way knowledge economy companies are, digital technology is the great equalizer. You do not have to be any particular place, which is why, you know, quality of life and other assets like that are so important.
It looks like Charleston keeps living up to its nickname, Silicon Harbor. What else is showing up on your radar there, Andy?
Another thing, and we don't have all the details about this, is Volvo Cars is set to roll off the company's first sedan made in the U.S. in 2018, built in South Carolina. But kind of like Boeing, man, the company has already announced expansion plans. They have doubled their investment from $500 million to another $500 million, so it's a total of $1 billion in investment, and they had already planned to have 2,000 jobs, and they're going to increase that by another 1,900. So this nearly doubles the company's investment in South Carolina. Now, we knew the company had room to grow when it started developing the 1,600 acres over near Ridgeville, but we didn't expect it to happen before the first car was even built. We're going to be reporting that online as it develops, but it really speaks to the robust automotive sector and kind of how it's rippling across the state.
Not just in the upstate anymore, but on the coast. So maybe a car company will think about the Columbia area?
Most definitely. I mean, I have no doubt that that's going to happen. And when you look at Governor McMaster said that Toyota Mazda has South Carolina on its short list, you know, before that would have been interesting. And now, you know, it seems like it's a real possibility, especially when you consider we're the largest manufacturer of tires in the U.S. And that's all over the state, including the Midlands.
Well, Andy, how's the event calendar looking for our business community?
Well, we got some stuff coming up in October. The Health of Healthcare in the Upstate is going to be happening October the 5th at the Hilton Greenville. So it's going to be a panel discussion with some of the CEOs and leaders of the largest hospital systems operating in the Upstate. Down here in Charleston, we're going to have a Charleston High School STEM Career Fair. Now, that's going to be at the North Charleston Convention Center on October 12th. And what's interesting about that is free to attend, it's free to exhibit. Charleston County Economic Development is helping us with that. Their help has allowed us to make participation in the career fair free. So if a company who is looking for STEM career opportunities and wants to interface with some high school students who are really cool, just call us up and we will hook you up with a free event space for this event, and it's going to be very exciting. I've been to it a couple of years, and it's a lot of fun. And that's going to be October 12th, and then on the 19th, we have the Roaring Twenties in the Midlands, and so SC Biz News and its partners are going to be honoring the fastest-growing companies in South Carolina, and that's going to be at the Doubletree in Columbia on Bush River Road.
Andy, as always, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.